Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Joseph, what's happening this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, several things to mention from different topics. We were talking about Sonny Gray yesterday, and he was honored by the SEC as Freshman of the Week after the performances against Florida. He got a win and a save in his two appearances. So on the season, he's 2-0 with an ERA of 1.83 and 19 strikeouts in 19 innings. So that's a pretty solid start for the freshman from Smyrna. And I would imagine it'll be interesting to see what role we see him in this coming weekend at Arkansas. Probably more of the same. I wouldn't be surprised to see him appear in a couple of games if possible.
Joe, talk a little bit about Sonny Gray's development so far. You know what I saw as a kid that, you know, if he gets that off-speed pitch, that breaking ball over, he's almost unhittable.
Yes, you're right. You know, he comes in and he is overpowering and certainly relies on the fastball a lot. But when he's confident and throws that breaking pitch for strikes, it's brutal. You can see guys. In fact, he got a strikeout in the game on Sunday with the breaking ball, and you could just see the knees buckle of the batter in the batter's box, and he couldn't pull the trigger. There's nothing you could do. You're sitting on fastball waiting for it, and this change of pace comes, and you just don't have an answer for it. So the more confident he gets with it, the more he can throw it, not just as an out pitch, but throw it in the middle of a count, the more successful he's going to be. But you know, I think the sky's the limit for him.
And it's Middle Tennessee today, correct?
Yep, tonight in Murfreesboro, and they're a newly renovated stadium. So, and that's a very good baseball team. I mean, they're playing really well right now. So my guess is Nick Cristiani will start tonight. I don't know that for sure, but I believe that's going to be the case, which tends to make you think that the Sunday starting spot is up for grabs again in Fayetteville.
Joe, now, Mark Teixeira of the Yankees got booed in his hometown of Florida. Do you get booed at MTSU, your alma mater?
No, I don't, actually. They've been pretty nice so far. It's,
you will now.
Yeah, will now. That's right. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. Now, they've, of course, Coach Peterson's been down there a long time and been through the health issues he's had, but they're great fans, and as I said, they've got a really good baseball team, so that'll be a challenge for Vanderbilt tonight. Let me mention a couple of other things quickly. Adam Hoffman is leading the Reunion Intercollegiate Golf Tournament being played at Ole Miss. Vanderbilt's third as a team, but he is in the lead individually, so he has a chance to get another win. They already have a win this season in a tournament. And a couple of big wins over the weekend. You know, we don't talk much about them. Jeff McDonald's women's tennis team is, again, ranked in the top 20, and they had two wins over the week. They beat Mississippi State and Ole Miss on Friday and Sunday, so their ranking will likely increase. And lacrosse continues to win. They pounded Johns Hopkins over the weekend in a big match over at the lacrosse stadium. So a lot of success this past weekend.
You know, Joe, watching North Carolina win the national championship last night reminded me of a hypothetical conversation we had about a hypothetical game that a team that wears black and gold played hypothetically against a team that wears Tar Heel blue back last night.
And I think hypothetically, the team that you're talking about probably did a little better hypothetically against that team in blue than the team did last night.
And then the team in green did.
You know what? They were impressive, weren't they? I mean, just they hit on all cylinders. And when Ty Lawson is running wild like he is, it's a force that they can't stop. And that first few minutes of the game was the game. You know, when they blew out to that early lead, a couple of steals, a couple of rebound baskets, and you could see that the size and the speed was going to be an issue all night for Michigan State. They never recovered.
Joe, kind of interesting when you look around the conference in basketball for the men. I thought it was interesting to me that Florida maybe has learned its lesson. The Gators will likely add Xavier and West Virginia to its out-of-conference schedule next year.
Yeah, I think everybody's starting to see that. And, of course, from the Vanderbilt standpoint, the schedule was already going to be tougher anyway, as Kevin knew his team was going to be probably going to be better and certainly more experienced. So that's why you'll see some of the bigger-name teams on that. You'll see a trip to Hawaii in it and a chance to play some top teams. I would imagine what's going to be curious is some of the other schools that have perennially played a lot of the schools from their own state, and a lot of the smaller schools that they do, which is a good thing for those schools, but you've got to mix in some other big-name schools to kind of offset that.
Did you say a trip to Hawaii?
Yes.
Huh. Do you need anybody to go cover that one for you? Because it's probably going to be during football season.
Well, you know what? This one actually might fall right at the end of the regular season. From what I have been told,
funny how that happens.
I believe I'm actually going to get to make this trip. We'll see, because ESPN will step in and change the dates of the doggone tournament, probably. But we won't count our chickens until they're hatched.
All right. Aloha, Mr. Fisher.
All right. See you later.